Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. What a start to another week here on Talk Radio 1210. So over the weekend, checking on Twitter, and Dan knows this, you may not. I write for the Bucks County Courier Times, among other papers like the Delaware Valley Journal. There's the left-wing columnist. They're playing this thing. They're in the center. I'm on the right. He's on the left, Dan, who starts his usual rant, and then others follow, about our persons of the year. So Ed Durr is a racist, straight up just calls him a racist. Clarice Schillinger is hooked in with QAnon. Ah! That'll be news to her. And then they start in on David Damsker as the winner, and how Damsker killed people, essentially, in Bucks County, and how that's what I try to do every day, by putting out misinformation.
Well, Keeley made it out unscathed, it seems.
Yes, what the heck happened with Steve Keeley? Come on, somebody.
Must be on the good side of that guy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it wasn't just him, though. Then a whole hashtag crowd about Damsker, and that all I talk about is anti-vaccination. This is, what is in the water out in Bucks County has become the most intense area here locally. If you remember, a good number of people arrested for January 6th were out of Bucks. But the left out there is crazed, probably even more so. I know there's a Central Bucks school board meeting tonight. So Dr. Damsker, a guy like this, is that much under fire. So let me give you the main course. The Bucks County Courier Times does an exhaustive, I commend them for this, look at emails through Freedom of Information Act. What they're trying to do is go back to the moment where Dr. Damsker shifted and all this started. He was the principal guy, the go-to guy. 3 feet is plenty. Doesn't have to be 6 feet with kids. Don't have to mask. It should be optional. Schools are not the place where you're going to get COVID. Those were some of the things in conversation after conversation. Suddenly in August, after our buddy, the Good Afternoon woman, Allison Beam the Beamer, intervenes, and that's what these Freedom of Information Act materials say, Damsker starts to change his tune. And the paper says today, county spokesman James O'Malley, a guy who never speaks and won't answer Dan, told this news organization the county has a dedicated COVID-19 team working under Damsker's direction since the start of the school year. But they won't answer. They will not answer. The statewide school masking order in place since September 7th has temporarily silenced the heated debate, they say, in many area school districts. Yet with the order to end in January or sooner, the red-hot spotlight still will be on the school districts. A set of pandemic policies many in Bucks County have turned to the health department for guidance on. And they talk about the fact that Dr. Damsker is unable to speak. He's unable to speak, not just to me. We're right-wing fanatics, James O'Malley. But he can't speak to the newspaper of record out there. They have denied requests from this news organization to speak directly with him, and he has not responded to interview requests. Now, we all know, is there any doubt when a guy, and we were kidding about the incommunicado, when a guy's being held where he can't speak and he's the scientist, he's the doctor, what the heck is wrong with the people out in Bucks County then? Are they unaware of this? Do they like that? Do they think, yeah, shut this guy up? He was saying the science of it. Let's go with this hack lawyer, Allison Beam. Let her direct what school kids are going to do.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. They don't give up. See, I think people get tired of this fight. The other side doesn't give up, though. These guys in and women in Wolfman Hack's cabinet and related, they don't give up right down to the last. I mean, look
good
at de Blasio in New York. De Blasio has weeks left, and yet he declared on private businesses today a vaccine mandate. He just did it, came on TV and said, ah, what the hell, I'll do it. What are they going to do to me? They don't give up. They won't stop. And I'm looking at a piece in the New York Post that talks about a couple of recent studies. And the studies do indicate how much catching up, say, first graders do, kids picking up on reading and the like because of all the trauma of last year, but the masking that goes on. It's very difficult for them to enunciate, to see the teacher, etc. And yet this continues to go on in schools. And Dr. David Damsker, you know, if this were some left-wing approach to something out in Bucks County, you think the Philadelphia Inquirer and others would say, hey, you can't hold a guy incommunicado. If you don't like what he's doing, maybe you can fire him, bring him up for that. But how can you tell the guy that he can't talk? In what universe can you continue to do this nonsense? But that's exactly what is going on. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We got a great side question coming up. And Dan, I might even throw it in. I'm not in the camp of Minshew mania, exactly.
What?
I'm not.
Wow, I totally did not expect. Although, thought this was going to be Nick Foles part two today.
No. Although, wow. Ray Dininger will be here, and we have the sports show today at 3:30, and I'm looking for a headband just for fun.
And a mustache?
Well, we'll talk about the mustache in a moment. I'm not a fan of the mustache.
What?
But what is it in Philadelphia? Is this more the do you think this is more the casual fan with Minshew, or is this the hardcore fan?
Like, I feel Minshew is a physical embodiment of what goes through the heart of Eagles fans on a Sunday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but in what way?
Is that a lot to say after the first game of Gardner Minshew? Well, like, I don't know if you saw the video of him with his dad.
Yeah.
In the way after the game, he was jumping around, you know, throwing fists into the air, just really excited. And I feel if he's not going to be the starting quarterback, we have one heck of a good backup quarterback there because he is a great, great leader, it seems.
Well, I don't know that pro football players exactly go for that. You know, I'm more in that camp. And I saw some of them with.
I saw some of them with
Ray Dininger saying exactly that same thing. Go in and celebrate with your team. Seth Joyner, people like that. But here's what I'm saying. Obviously, they were playing a bad team. Obviously, Jalen Hurts is a substandard quarterback when it comes to throwing the ball, and this guy underlined it. But what does it mean? Is it just a thrill for one Sunday? Or does it mean you have a controversy that's created here? Is that what Philadelphia, is it the flavor of the month type of thing? That's what I was asking.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we might have another controversy. Like, I feel Philadelphians love sports controversies.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. Why is that? What is it about? That's why I was asking the serious fans, like on WIP and all, they're looking at what helps them to win and, you know, more of that type of stuff.
We expect excellence. We expect hard work and excellence. And when that excellence isn't received or shown, mm-hmm. then I think there are different ideas of how to achieve said excellence. And Philadelphians are very headstrong and stubborn. And I'm proud to be a stubborn Philadelphian myself. And I think when we have our ideas and what we want to see from the team, we get very loud about it.
You see this as a good thing. See, that's what I'm broadening out to away from. And usually I defend Philadelphia in this.
For the team, it's a horrible thing, Dom.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I meant, though, it's a good thing about Philadelphia as you see it here.
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. That's why we'll throw that in all the way.
Hard,
I got a side question.
It's hard for the teams. It's hard for the players. I mean, I as much as I love to hate on Ben Simmons, I do kind of see some of his words when he says it's hard to play here in Philadelphia.
I don't think that. I think it's the greatest place in the world to play.
Well, I think so, too. But, I mean, it's got to be hard when you play in Philadelphia compared to I come from Indiana playing in Indianapolis. I don't think you're getting the same kind of flack you get here in Philadelphia.
No, true. And you don't get the same kind of support necessarily. It's a tough love town, without a doubt. I just thought it's a little bit – imagine being Hurts in this. Come on now, you know. All this stuff of playing for the team. If I'm Hurts, I want to be the starting quarterback. If you don't want to do that, then you don't belong in the NFL. I don't care about Gardner Minshew. Do you?
I like him, but I care about Hurts more, I think.
No, I meant if I'm Hurts, I'm seething on the sideline because I can't play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were talking about that on my way in today on Sister Station 94 WIP.
Yeah.
The camera was saying that you got to start Minshew in this case with injured Hurts there. But Richie was saying if you got a quarterback who you're saying is going to be the leader of the team, you're not going to sit him because if he wants to play, which was the case with Hurts over the weekend.
I let him play.
If he wants to play, you got to let him play. That's what Richie was saying.
I let him play. I want a guy to go out there who wants to play. I don't want to hear anything else. If he's my guy, I'm giving him the ball, he's playing. I'm not sitting him out unless it's so bad he can't walk. But other than that, he's playing. Yeah, I agree with that.
But if you think as a coach you have a better chance to win with Gardner Minshew, are you not playing Minshew over Hurts?
No, because you're not showing faith in me. If I'm telling you I'm going to take the ball and go out there, you better play me.
Okay.
Yep, so it shows a lack of faith.
Yeah, no, it does. It does, and especially when we're talking, there's rumors before about Deshaun Watson being traded for or Russell.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, look what happened. Carson Wentz couldn't deal with it. I don't think Hurts is going to deal with this that easily either. So it's not about the team
I feel Hurts will deal with it better than Wentz, though.
Well, we'll see. It's not just about the team. If you're that good, you want to play. I understand that completely. You don't say just rah-rah for the team. I'm glad they won. That's what you say publicly, but – deep down, I'd want to be in there. All right, so 855-839-1210. This whole thing out of Bucks County, I don't remember a situation where we've seen something this critical and we've seen these petty anti-tactics, and particularly, Diane, you could ask the commissioners to come on again, Dan. I don't know if you have recently. And I'll just shut up. I just want to hear. She can't come on because what reason can she give that we can't even get a response about getting Dr. Damsker on? It's unprecedented, particularly in the middle of this, particularly a guy who was the best at this across Pennsylvania. He was the most on the money. He still is. Why can't he talk? How are we living in a situation here? Are people, even the paper, Bucks County, which usually doesn't lean, I mean, they're just giving an account of these emails. They say he's not allowed to speak to this news organization. Why? Why can't he talk to them? What is he going to say that's so crazy? Why is Dr. Damsker held hostage? And it's not just about Bucks County. This is about a national trend on this. Follow the science. The Wolf administration doesn't know science if it bit them. Damsker does, but they shut him up. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Now, side question of the day, coming off Minshew, the mustache is kind of – I think the headband is more of an accessory. I'm not a big mustache guy, but we're going to ask your favorite all-time mustache, real or fictional character. So, Dan, I'm going to go with Alec Trebek, and I'm going to go with Walter White as kind of the fictional one.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to take two guys. I think they're the same person. It's never been proven that they're not the same person, even though one did pass away, so I guess it has been proven. I'm going to take both Wilford Brimley and Andy Reid off the board, Dom.
Oh, two of the worst mustaches, the walrus.
Oh, come on. They're great mustaches.
Oh, God. Diabetes. The walrus is the worst. Yeah. It really is. Now, you're playing the kind of the porn mustache from the 70s, right?
Oh, well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. The walrus mustache, though, is not that, though. Those are two prominent. Andy Reid's, that's a prominent one, without a doubt. I've seen it up close. It's huge.
And it's probably, there's probably some food sitting in there somewhere, right?
Oh, I think so. A lot of crumbs you can see there. All right, so you can get in at 855-839-1210.
Like Pringles. I feel like Andy Reid would be a Pringles fan. Are you a Pringles fan?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
No. Thin Mints, not Pringles.
Wait, it's two different categories, though. You can't.
Well, I'm just telling you, snack food.
No, no,
just
snack
food.
Give me a chip that you like.
I don't eat chips, so that's not. Yeah, I can't see a chip. Can't see a chip in the future.
Really? No chips for Dom Giordano?
No pretzels.
We're going to have to dig into this on Dan Time with Dom.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to help with your own portion of the show today. Good. All right. So are you caught up in the Minshew madness? And what does it tell us about Philadelphia? It's not just the sports part, just overall. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, this guy is fun, without a doubt. And then the other is the Dampsker thing over the weekend after. I see why he's the person of this is – this is unparalleled what Bucks County is doing. You just have not seen this. When the paper of record looks through these emails, and then they just want comment to clarify stuff, they went through an exhaustive number of emails here. This is a pretty good report. And they seem to come to the conclusion there's not a smoking gun here, but there's a lot of smoke when it comes to Allison Beam and the state interfering. You know, are people just asleep? Do we have to remind you again of the Wolf administration and what they've done to us over these 18 months or so? That's unparalleled, too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. Boy, we had quite a back and forth last week about this Oakland County prosecutor. There's more over the weekend. They captured the two parents, the Crumblies, it sounds like a sitcom, in Detroit after they fled when she brought charges against them. So she's been on a couple of shows over the weekend. It's the school shooting outside of Detroit. And she said she's considering bringing some kind of charges against school officials. And Judge Jeanine, I'm not going to play the whole thing now, maybe later, on Saturday night, talked about the very same thing. How did this happen when he was in the principal's office? They were called in for that very same thing on the day that he shot and killed people. Why didn't they just demand that the police be called? They could have called the police on him. They could have called the police on all of them and said, this is an unsafe situation and we have to do something. So if she does follow through on that, then it would be a bit more consistent here. I wouldn't have some doubts about what this prosecutor is up to. But I think the bottom line, if I'm a prosecutor in this, is, yeah, these things don't have to happen. They're not just magical. They just don't happen. There's a pattern. And then kids are killed. So we're going to hold somebody responsible in addition to the shooter, potentially. I don't know why that's so. That is kind of protecting the Second Amendment. but it's also looking at why did the school, what kind of policies did they have there? They call the parents in, they're going back and forth. The parents leave, they let the kid go back. I don't think they searched a backpack or did whatever. And now I've seen her in a couple interviews say, we're looking to see what kind of action might happen with the school. I just don't understand what the objection is, what people are afraid of with that. Of course, the shooter is always the ultimate one. I would charge with murder. I don't want to hear about anything else involved with him. I don't want to hear of all the maladies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All you have to prove is he had knowledge of what he was doing, and that's not that hard to prove, is he murdered people. But then with these other entities, be they the parents for how cavalier they were about guns, or the school for not doing everything in their power when that seemed to be the issue they had him there for, to call the police and to take action. Are we saying, well, they couldn't, he has rights, you can't just go, no. You could have searched his backpack if you had reasonable suspicion based on something. Now, you just don't jump at these things. But the prosecutor is in some way underlying what I think on this, which is, yeah, we're going to hold everybody accountable. People are dead. There's got to be more that is done with this. Hey, as I say that too, and I'll be very, very gentle on this, Dan, if they do come on. The media has been covering this parent protest and students at Temple today after that Temple student was shot a little while back. And their rally is just critical of Temple. Now, I've done events at Temple. I've been at Temple. They could always do better, I guess. I guess they could hire more people, do more restrictions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just am amazed. You have parents out there and others, and they're going after Temple on not doing enough to protect their kids on that campus. And Temple has to take the high road, but my take is, well, what about what's going on in the city of Philadelphia? I mean, just look at it since we last talked on Friday. Steve Keeley's Twitter today, you got a guy just off Roosevelt Boulevard, gets in his car, it's an ambush at an apartment complex. They fire 30 times at him. They don't kill him in the car, and he has a bullet-riddled car up on his Twitter. Just shooting after shooting after shooting just in the last few days. It's an amazing number. So what the heck is Temple supposed to do in the middle of North Philly, which on a good day is very difficult? In a Krasner era, it's impossible. You could have the U.S. military patrol up and down. They're going to get shot at. That's what's going on. But this is always the mentality. We need to do something. This kid was killed. So let's protest Temple. Not let's go after the heart of it, because you can't do anything about the heart of it. Because it appears that Krasner and cronies are just going to do what they're going to do no matter what you say, no matter what your grief is, no matter how many people you have that join in. So let's go after Temple. And suddenly the news media makes it like there's a real story there, that Temple is the bad guy here. Again, Temple's got the third biggest police department in the state. This was a block or two off campus. You're kind of on your own there. You're in the middle of North Philly. Now, when your child's dead and all, I realize that's kind of a harsh thing to take a look at. But what else can you say? When the person that killed him shouldn't have been out of jail. What else can you say about this that Temple should have been doing that would have stopped that shooting? It was in broad daylight. It wasn't a light issue. You couldn't pull a phone and rescue and get there in time. You had a criminal, long criminal record, who was going to rob somebody. And if they resisted, he used deadly force, allegedly. Shouldn't have been out because he previously had done things like this. So what in the world would you demand of Temple? How in the world would you think it's a good idea to live on that campus or slightly off that campus? Based on what? But you're not allowed to say that because I realize you have a situation where a kid is killed here. But isn't that the reality of it? Isn't that what's going on here? There's constant deflection. Now it's Temple that's responsible. Now, I guess you could say, well, Temple, tells people to come to their campus, et cetera, and they're going to be safe. And if they can't do it, well, that's kind of fraudulent. Is that what Temple tells them? You're going to be safe here. Inside the campus, you are relatively safe. Off the campus, even a little bit, you're not. It's the Old West. It's mayhem. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget, at the end of your call, hit us with that all-time mustache with this Minshew mania. I mean, it is interesting, Dan, to see a guy that enthusiastic, etc. No doubt. But I just think I'm watching the Ray Dininger thing after the game, and I'm watching the polling, who should start the next game, and it's going wildly back and forth between 50-50, 52-48, that kind of thing. Only in Philadelphia. Would it be like that in other towns? No, they don't care as much. So that's a good part of Philadelphia. But it's amazing to see the Eagles' overwhelming dominance of this area. Dan, what can you tell us about Dom's Money Melody at 2:14 today?
Yeah, so today Dom will be playing for two tickets via Fandango to see West Side Story, so I thought we might do movie themes for the entire week. So today we'll be asking Dom's Money Melody for a famous film that, well, we'll be playing the theme, and we'll be asking you which film that the theme is from.
Have you gone back to a theater yet, Dan, for a film?
I have, but I can't, wow. I went.
Yeah, I'm a little bit reluctant on that one still.
The Wonder Woman movie, 1984, that came out.
Okay.
So that was actually pretty early on.
I love West Side Story and Roe, the original, really loves it. And Spielberg is playing with dynamite here. You know, when you have something that good and you're updated, even though it's Spielberg.
Yeah.
You know, there's excitement, but there's also, you know, you're dealing with like a trophy movie to a lot of people, so.
Yeah, yeah. I was never a huge fan of West Side Story. It's just a ripoff of Romeo and Juliet, in my opinion.
Oh, that's it, my God. Oh, just the music. Yeah, the whole thing, it's not, come on. It's not a ripoff of Romeo and Juliet should live so long to be talking about. So we can't have a love story like this without it's a ripoff.
Hey, I want to take a quick victory lap, Dom, because before the break, I kind of laid into you for not liking potato chips.
Yes.
I posted up on Twitter, what's the better snack food with your approval? Because you think pretzels are a better snack food
it's
than potato chips.
It's Philadelphia, yes.
Well, it's 70% potato chips right now.
All right, well, the pretzel people better get in there. Philly pretzels and all that. Come on, stuff that ballot box. We need some help at Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210. Hey, by the way, a true American patriot hero passed away over the weekend. I think he was, I don't have it in front of me, 98. Bob Dole. Now, I know to some people that are conservatives, Bob Dole was seen as a rhino, seen of that type of thing inside. And in his obituary, or the tweets going out over the weekend, MSNBC, CNN types, they were going after him because he said he voted for Trump twice and he was a big Trump supporter, kind of negating what this guy sacrificed. I mean, I think most people know why he had the pen in the hand. He couldn't shake with that hand. So, Dan, somehow or another at WWDB, when he was the candidate in 1996, I was filling in on a Friday afternoon. I just kept calling. Somehow or another, I got him at home, and it was such a moment.
On air, you were just calling his house phone?
Yeah, I had a number, and I got him.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It was, 25 years ago. So he stayed on for 38 straight minutes. And I've never seen it. The radio station actually moves spots out of the way. That's unparalleled. You know what it's like for them to say, all right, we'll move it over here. We'll do this, that, or the other. I was shocked. I didn't think that, because we were afraid he'd hang up. And I asked him what he was doing. He said, I'm just waiting for Libby to get home. Might have steak tonight. That kind of thing. But what a just genuine greatest generation. He is the last. Let me just go through my mind. He is the last of the greatest generation. And it will be the last presidential candidate that came from that generation. And what a generation it was. Look at the people from that generation that were president. And he's the last, I guess, in a lot of ways. A lot of presidents haven't even had military experience. The last bunch have not. How far back do we have to go? We have to go back to
Bush?
Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, W was in the National Guard, but no, we have to go back to him. Well, World War II generation. Yeah, so he just an amazing, amazing guy, though. And that's the last touch at the presidential level, 98 years of age. Again, you know, you got to let the petty politics of it. Yeah, there are issues where he was a moderate Republican. Yes. But as far as a patriot, the country, when he's standing there with that pen in that hand because of the war wound that he almost died from, it says a lot. And to diminish that because he voted for Trump twice, the CNN and MSN, particularly one guy on MSNBC on Twitter, it's just amazing. It just, you can't let go of that for a second when you take a look at that sacrifice and what he represented. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me go to Kathy in Doylestown. Hey, Kathy, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Very good.
Did you ever try a kettle chip?
I've tried kettle chips. Yeah, it's just not.
Soldiers coming out for me, Dom.
No, they're coming after all day long. It's going to be the chip brigade now.
Awesome.
Chip ahoy here.
Kettle chips are amazing.
I just can't believe you don't like a kettle chip.
Right.
Oh,
no,
well.
It's okay. I could eat a kettle chip,
Kathy,
yeah, but if you put a pretzel there, I'm eating the pretzel. Come on.
Kathy, is this not the most shocking thing you've heard about Dom in a while? Like, I am absolutely.
It really is. It really, really is. I thought for sure he'd be a chip man.
Oh, God. All right, so, Kathy, you've done your duty now for Dan. Yeah, who's the mustache?
My mustache is Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, that's a great one. He tweaks it a lot, too, when he's in your presence.
Oh, my God. He drives me nuts, but he definitely has a very emphatic mustache.
It's kind of roguish. It's a roguish mustache, without a doubt. Geraldo's a good one.
Are you saying that he, like, twirls his mustache when you're in person with
him? Well, you know, whenever I think with anything like that, Dan, you know, I have a theory like that, you start touching it. No, I haven't seen you do it with any face hair, but, you know.
It's like the identification
bracelet that men wear. And you start shaking it around. It's just a thing.
I'm getting like an image of Dick Dastardly from Wacky Racers.
Yeah, he does. He does, dude. You know, he does touch the mustache a little bit and straighten it up and make sure it's there, etc. All right, so take to Twitter. Defend me on the chip thing. Come on, the pretzel here today. How do we wander into these things? All right, 855-839-1210. I'm going to do everything I can, though, to make the point that this is not just a Bucks County thing. That David Damsker not being able to talk is just unparalleled. You just can't make this stuff up. This Wolf administration, again, Wolf-like looks like this little guy, you know, with how difficult could he be? Haven't we seen that? Hasn't this revealed? And this hatchet woman he has in there in the public health department now. It's stunning with this guy, Rachel Levine and Allison Beam. It's hard to believe. And this guy can't talk, and the spokesperson won't even respond to Dan. Now, that is just outright. You're just outright not doing your job. And I wonder if Bucks County are going to, they buy into the idea, well, we don't want Damsker talking. Because if he does, people die. He's the one killing people in Bucks County. So don't let him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk. All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in. All right, I have to put a stop to this. Dan is playing around with the voting.
We're
again.
Running away, baby.
Yeah, Team on Twitter. Yep. This, I need a forensic audit of what's going on. This is the home of the soft pretzel. So, Dan, it's all in the question you put up there on Twitter.
Oh, at come
Show,
on. No, you can't claim. Oh.
The chip versus a pretzel. Put the soft pretzel up there. Make it a soft pretzel.
A heated soft.
Yes, a little bit of heat.
Soft pretzel versus. I can't close a poll, I don't think. Let me see. So
that,
it's
all right, so we'll take that, but we'll start a new one.
Yeah.
You mean to say, in the city of the soft pretzel, the chip is going to beat that? I don't think so.
I really think it will. You're undervaluing.
All right, so it's
the
soft pretzel versus some kind of chips that you're kidding yourself about. Pringles and kettles. And bring all your kettles there. You're not beating the soft pretzel. They're not selling chips in Philadelphia.
All right, so
they're sending soft pretzels.
You want it as, quote, a heated soft pretzel, right?
Yes.
I'm going to put it in quotes, too. Just to make you happy.
All right, let's see what happens, because I'm losing 71-29 on that. All this is unprepared. I don't even know where it came from with this chips
What's
thing.
What's a better snack food?
All right.
A heated soft pretzel or a potato chip? No,
that's
I
want right.
to just put a chip, because I like tortilla chips, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's even worse.
Oh,
the Pringle
what?
I can stand, but the other, no. You put the Thin Mint in there, I think that will win. Come on.
You want me to put Thin Mint against these other? Thin Mint's like a total different category. We're talking salty versus sweet.
Well, it's a snack food. That's all
no,
I'm going
it's
with.
A, it's a dessert.
Yeah. All right, let's just keep it with the pretzel versus the chip here.
Okay.
If that loses, I have no hope for Philadelphia.
Today on Extra Credit with Dom Giordano?
Yes, we should save that for Thursday. We'll have the result.
Well, no, we're going to have the result today, Dom.
We will.
We'll have more like this on Extra Credit with Dom Giordano on Thursday.
All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. I was going to wait till a little bit later in the show because I got something new on this. We talked about it one day, and I did a national show talking about it. And I'm amazed, I got to say, of how many slightly bizarre things people say on this to justify it. But it's coming to a head. We're going to have the vote this week on the Senate defense bill. They keep on dragging it out. And in there, the thing, you know, it's the usual stuff of spending $1 trillion. That's not sexy enough. It's women and the draft. And a lot of people today are giving more credit to someone we'll never get on the show, the Houlihan. Part of the blonde JV team here in Pennsylvania, Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Decency.
She proposed the measure saying, oh, my God, imagine this. Now, I'd love to go through with her the number of things that obviously, consequentially, are unconstitutional. She says it's unconstitutional that we don't have women registered for the draft, okay, even though we're not moving toward a draft anytime soon here, so I'm not sure about that. But she said that the representative proposed the measure saying the current system is discriminatory because it discriminates based on gender. Well, I thought there was no such thing. I didn't know that there was a gender anymore. This amendment clarifies women make up over 50% of the population, and not including them is not only a disservice to these women, but to our nation as a whole. Based on what? It ensures that the Selective Service is able to provide the Department of Defense with personnel and skill it needs, STEM and all the rest of it. Well, wait a minute. Is that all that she's limiting women to? You mean to say they're not going to be on the front lines firing weapons and doing all? It's all going to be push button? Is that what the Houlihan is saying? And I've never seen a thing that's cobbling together this weird coalition of people. And there are some that seem to think, yeah, this will get a back at women's feminists, make them have to go and get shot too. Really, there's a moral component to this. This is just ludicrous. It's not a question of whether women can do X, Y, or Z. You don't even get to it. As a nation, we don't want women to be in that position. That's not sexist. That's why Marco Rubio and the others are trying to cut off this weird coalition on this thing. And it's in the hands of people like Houlihan, who are clearly now talking about gender when they don't talk about gender any other time. What's unconstitutional about it? If women want to be in the military, they can be in the military. And there are ample numbers in the military. Suddenly, we're going to need all this talent to fight what war again? On one hand, it's a push-button war. On the other hand, we don't have enough of anything. And that's why we need to have everybody registered. So at a moment's notice, they can pluck you out of Chester County, where she is, and fight whom and in what way? What the heck is driving this? But there are conservatives signing off, and I think they're doing it in some kind of grudge match way. In other words, we'll show them women want to be equal. Okay, here's what that means. Why would we be doing that? You know what this is like? This is almost on a grand scale as silly to me as saying, no, we can't open a door for a woman, or you can't do any kind of act like that. That immediately is sexist. Really, that's what we've come to. That's where we are, that we're getting into this silliness. Before we get to even the big questions and all the stuff about capability and all the rest of it. So they seem to be saying, we need women for these secondary jobs. But at the same time, they're saying it's discriminatory. Well, if it's they're going to be there, they would fight also, right? And it's got this, as I said, this strange coalition of people. The people I respect, like Rubio, Cruz, Rand Paul, they're all saying the same thing. Are you kidding me? Why are we going down this path? Why are we social engineering with this? All right, so I'd love to get you in at 855-839-1210. This goes way beyond how many years in talk radio have we talked about stuff, women in the front lines and all that? It just gets to the position. As a nation, is that what we want to do? To prove what? What are we trying to prove with these people like Houlihan? What is the proof that women have to die in these situations equally? That's the moral position on their side. Is that what they're saying? Is that the outcome that we need to prove what again? What is it that I'm missing here that would prove? All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Side question of the day.
You're a cheater.
In what way? Now, what's happening now?
Well, 64% for a, quote, heated soft pretzel over
30%. There you go. I knew if I just said it right. Thank you very much.
Chip Army, I need you to band together here. Let's go.
No, this is the home of the soft pretzel. See? They were just taking – you were putting the worst pretzel up against Pringles and all. As soon as you put a good pretzel up, you saw what happened.
Well, the Czar of Trenton writes in, Pringles are not allowed by law to be called a potato chip. I did not investigate whether or not that's truthful, but if so, yeah.
Wait until we put up the chocolate-covered pretzel. That's the all-time winner.
We're not going to do that.
There's nothing better than
I don't need you to bury me into the ground, Dom.
All right. So I'm going to turn the tide on this. I'm closing at Dom Show
1210. Come on, Chip Army.
All right. There you go. More calls coming up, though. But tell me, what am I missing on this that great minds like Representative Chrissy Houlihan see? we've been through all those tired arguments about women and physical capability. Hey, if you want to do that, knock yourself out. You want to be in the military, you want to engage in that. The side question of the day, hit us with that all-time great mustache. Okay, let me go to Scott in Collegeville. Hey, Scott, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, with Dan, you know, you're buying a bag of air with a couple chips in it. There's nothing like a soft pretzel.
Oh, come on.
There you go. Thank you very much. Yes.
You really want to be considered for your side question today? Come on. You can't say that like that.
I'll take your side on this. Don't worry. I'll remember.
I better get that in quick. The late, great Burt Reynolds.
Oh. Yeah, Burt Reynolds had an all-time mustache. I only got him on once, Dan. It was nuts.
Hey,
yeah, he
ever,
really was good.
Did you ever see Burt Reynolds' feud with Mark Summers?
I did not know
that.
No.
Nickelodeon. They were on, I think it was Letterman back a while ago, and Mark Summers said something that angered Burt Reynolds, and Burt Reynolds retaliated by pouring water on his shirt live on the show. So Mark Summers poured water back on him, and Burt was okay with it because he said he deserved it. But then things got even more heated, and they ended up settling the debate by pieing one another in the face.
It sounds like a reasonable duel to
really
have.
Really painted Burt Reynolds in a different light for me, though, I got to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Negatively.
Yeah, negatively. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get in. What am I missing here with Chrissy Houlihan and the great mustache in honor of this Minshew moment? We'll get all those questions and calls coming up on Talk Radio.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Radio 1210.
We have an obstacle course.
Who told
course.
You were a neatness freak?
Yeah.
I just say that because your back is to me, and I was just talking to a back.
No, no, I can talk to you too, Bert.
Thank you.
Watch out, he's got scissors.
He's got scissors.
No, I was just wondering who told you that because...
My wife tells me that often.
She says, good morning,
I'm
you're
I'm still married, as a matter of fact.
Yes, well, you...
All right, that's Mark Summers and Burt Reynolds. I allowed Dan to put that in there since he's getting killed in our Twitter poll today, Dom Giordano show.
I thought it had
welcome
a lot
in.
To the show. Come on, Dom.
Yeah, that's right. The soft pretzel is crushing, as I predicted, the Pringle and every other chip out
61
there.
61-39% as it seems.
We have to make that 80-20 here for real Philadelphians. All right, this draft thing, do I think it's going to pass and you're going to see this? No. At the 11th hour, I think it'll stop. But it just shows you the, I don't know, these things that come out of the blue. And how can conservatives not see the political impact of this or what this is about? In other words, the Houlihans and others of the world, this is all about blurring every line, every situation here. No one is being unconstitutionally denied the right of anything. That is not making women second-class citizens. If they want to volunteer, I mean, women are in training in the military, as far as I know, for Army Rangers, Marines, and the like. I think it's a small number that might be able to do it, but they're allowed to do it. Navy SEALs, if they want to try it, God. Where is it that this is constitutionally, they're purists, the Democrat Party? They're not. This is about jamming this in to continue this fight in a way that conservatives certainly shouldn't go along with. Out of some weird notion, that'll show them. It's not going to show them anything. And I don't see any reason why we're even talking about a draft at this point.
Bingo. All right, phone lines that's where I sit on the whole situation, Tom.
Yes, exactly right.
Why are we even discussing this?
Well, I told you why. It's what they're trying to drive through. Some of it's gender bending. Women are being discriminated.
Yeah, I get it, but I just mean, like, are we really ever going to have a draft again? Like,
unlikely, given the war of the future and given the stuff that would happen, without a doubt. It's ridiculous.
It just seems like
they can't
a moot
connect
argument
us.
To me. It's just it seems so far off of reality to even consider having a draft again that the reason we're the fact that we're even having this debate is so weird to me. It's out there.
It is, but it's a reality, and it's chugging along.
No, it's 100% a reality. It's just...
Yeah. Right. All right, coming up, Ray Dittinger will be with us at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, we have another opponent in the primary for Brian Fitzpatrick, our only Republican here in the area. We'll get to all that with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.